May we have a roll call?
Councilmember Deedy?
Here.
Councilmember Edelman?
She has been excused.
Councilmember Morgan?
Morgan said she would be late.
Councilmember Weber?
Present.
Councilmember Pepper?
Here.
Okay, did you want to talk about this new document that you handed out tonight?
So I handed out, I have copies for the public that's here and brought this document. It goes along with document that I've had in the past. It's kind of a try to either clarify or better explain kind of what the sections are, you know, our goal is with each section. So it may not be identical, but I understand that you, Mayor, that you've worked with Ms. Miller, and so if there's like any discrepancy between the two, then I'd be willing to cover that, you know. But like I said, it's just, it's not word for word exact like the other past document. I tried to get it cleaned up and maybe have it make more sense even.
Okay, so is there any other comments that you want to make?
Well, not right now.
So staff and I went through the ordinance and made some comments. The comments are in red, so if you pick up the comment, the ones that have the red comments, those are the ones that the city issued. And then there's a new one that came in today from Brian Weber that says Black Diamond Council Finance Committee proposed budget description and goals. So that's new tonight. I haven't seen it, haven't had a chance to vet it. So we'll go through the one that he gave us previously that has been out there since December. And so there are some comments to be made about the budget, which violates the single subject rule, and the title does not reflect what's in the ordinance, and the ordinance lacks the severability clause. So then, whereas the City Council held public hearings on November 17th and December 1st and work studies on September 29th, October 13th, October 18th, October 27th, and November 10th, as noted in the two above whereas statements, Council did hold public hearings on the Mayor's proposed preliminary budget, not this substitute budget ordinance. A copy of the budget was on file with the city clerk for examination by the public during the time it was considered by the city council. The above whereas is not a true statement. The substitute budget ordinance was not on file with the city clerk for examination by the public until after all the work sessions and public hearings were closed. So, Section 1. The annual budget of the City of Black Diamond for the 2017 calendar year, a copy of which is on file with the city clerk, is hereby adopted by references as the annual budget for the City of Black Diamond for calendar year 2017. And that is correct. The budget and information contained herein remain provisional to the extent they are subject to mandatory bargaining with the city's collective bargaining employees as required by Washington laws. Changes that are required by collective bargaining shall be subject to the approval of City Council. This is currently our standard procedure. So now on page 2, this estimated resources and full-time employee equivalents for each separate fund, aggregates, expenditures, and ending balances for all such funds are set forth in summary below. According to our finance director, Exhibit A is not in balance and the budget must balance per RCW 35A 33.07. The line item shown in Exhibit B shall not be transferred exceeded without approval of the City Council. This is not clear and this section needs to be removed from the ordinance. A contingency fund is created to provide resources for unanticipated legal services, liabilities, and emergencies. No funds may be expended or otherwise encumbered from this fund without council approval. The fund shall be initially funded and maintained at the full limit and authorized under RCW 35.33-145, which at this time is $266,112. The ending fund balance shall be reduced to initially fund this contingency fund. The state budgeting, accounting, and reporting system bars manual suggests that this be set up as an account in the general fund. This can be done as long as the dollars placed in this account are not of restricted use. But I need to point out that any amendments that are made to the budget have to have a vote of four people. So all of these items at our next meeting will have to be voted on by the entire body of the council. And because we have five council members, you need a supermajority to amend the budget that you adopted under item number one that you adopted by reference. So to amend that budget, you would need a supermajority, which would be four votes. And so this $266,000 does reduce the fund balance, so it would have to be voted on by four members. And because this is a work study, we're not voting on anything tonight, so you need to make notes on what you want to vote on at the next meeting on next Thursday. All increases in full-time employee level shall be subject to approval of the City Council. If these are allowed budgeted positions, then yes, it would have been approved through the budget process. We may need to seek clarification on this from Councilmember Weber. For example, if we combine two half-time positions into one full-time position, would he want this to come back to Council for approval? His wording is not clear on the intent. This is state law and current practice. So, Brian, do you have a comment on what your intention was here? If we combine two part-time positions into one full-time position, does it still have to come before council? Brian, I asked you a question.
Okay. You got to give me just a second to get your response.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Councilmember Pepper. No. No. Part-time positions are actually less, so it might be more benefits if it was converted to one full-time position.
So would those be those half positions, would they stay in like departments, or would they go like between departments?
It could be between departments, yeah. Any funds appropriated for designated full-time employees or wages and benefits shall not be appropriated to other full-time employees contracted out or expended for any other purpose except as part of a supplemental budget ordinance. This includes existing consultant contracts and applies to all departments, funds, and the MDRT. The mayor shall immediately notify all consultants that funding may no longer be available and submit for council approval any contracts that the mayor may wish to continue. All other contracts or contracts that the council does not approve shall be terminated, and the funds restored to the applicable full-time employee and wages benefit line item. This section needs to be removed. Line 1 would limit the city in providing consultant replacement for Public Works Director while on temporary leave or filling of vacant positions until they are filled. The last two lines related to prior year's budget and have nothing to do with the 27 budget. This could pose a problem if we experience any unforeseen extraordinary circumstance, such as the accident of the Public Works Director. The last two sentences would likely pose problems for the city in retaining or attracting future consultants. We currently have existing consultant contracts for many services, such as judge, public defender, prosecution, some law for labor issues, engineers for ongoing public works projects that continue to provide services. These are binding contracts that have specific terms where termination is spelled out. MDRT contracts are agreed to by the binding terms of the agreement. The last two lines go beyond a budget ordinance and need to be taken out and handled as separate specific issues, such as a piece of legislation. 2017 ending fund balances for all funds shall not be reduced except by approval of the City Council. This is already standard practice. Super majority vote needed to reduce fund balance. Section 9, any additional revenues that exceed projected levels should be placed in unanticipated revenue funds applicable to the revenue source. These funds shall not be expended or otherwise encumbered until appropriated by the City Council. There is no fund with this description. Additional revenues cannot be expended without a budget amendment. This is already standard practice and should be removed. As Section 10, the clerk shall submit quarterly reports to the City Council showing the expenditures and liabilities. Staff currently does this now. In the future, we may want to alert Council by email with a link to where it is posted on the website. So we do quarterly reports. That's our standard practice, and they are posted to the website. We have in the past brought them to committee meetings, but not necessary to council meetings, but they are posted on the website. Section 11, notwithstanding any provision in Black Diamond Municipal Code 2.90, no funds in this budget, including the MDRT, may be expended or otherwise encumbered by contract without approval of the City Council. This section is trying to amend our procurement rules adopted in Black Diamond Municipal Code 2.90 Ordinance 14-1035. It appears to violate contractual obligations of the city to the master development under the MPD development agreement. Under these prior agreements, the City Council has no authority to restrict funding to MDRT consultants, which are paid for entirely by the developer with required staffing levels and consultants spelled out in the MPD. And when we had that meeting, that Council Member Edelman and DD had several items struck from the budget on December 22nd. Originally, Erica Morgan voted in favor of striking this particular section, but then when we did the roll call vote, she changed her vote, so it failed 2-3 to strike this section. Section 12, of the appropriation for the Finance Department, $106,000 shall not be expended or encumbered until the mayor has provided documentation that will allow the council to verify that all three conditions of Black Diamond Municipal Code 3.23.030 have been met. Further, these funds shall not be expended or encumbered until the mayor has submitted and the council has approved contracting, hiring, purchasing, and dispersing policies that implement effective internal controls. These conditions have already been met. Violates Black Diamond Municipal Code 3.23.030, and this section needs to be removed. And I need to remind you that in the last year, we have provided you with this documentation numerous times, and somehow you just don't believe the documentation, and I'm not really sure why. Section 13 of the appropriation for legal services, $100,000 shall not be expended or encumbered until the City Council has approved a contract or contracts for legal services. This section also appears to try and amend Black Diamond Municipal Code 2.90 regarding procurement. This section needs to be removed. Of the appropriation for community development, $240,000 shall be expended or shall not be expended or encumbered until the mayor has appointed the city council, and the city council has confirmed a community development director and environmental review officer in accordance with the provisions of RCW 35A12.020. This appointed officer should be designated CEPA responsible official and shall have management authority over the community development department of the MDRT. This position shall report directly to the mayor or the city administrator. A motion to strike was made and passed at the December 22nd meeting. This section needs to be removed. Section 15 of the appropriation for the city administrator, no funds shall be expended or otherwise encumbered until a mayor has appointed and the council has confirmed an appointed city administrator. Funding level is based on this position being filled for the second half of the year. Fund balance would need to be used as MDRT funds are not authorized to be used for this purpose. It takes a supermajority vote to decrease fund balance. Section 16 of each of the appropriations for the city clerk, finance, police department, fire department, MDRT, community development, and street fund, water fund, and sewer operating fund, $50,000 shall not be expended or encumbered until the mayor has submitted and the council has approved a policy regarding staff support for the city council's legislative work. Motion to strike was made and passed at the December 22, 2016 special meeting. This section needs to be removed. Of the appropriation for the master development review team, $100,000 shall not be expended or encumbered until a mayor has provided documentation that the annual review items A through H and the fiscal analysis have been accomplished. Council has no seat in the MDRT. Remove this section. Of the appropriation for stormwater fund, $90,000 of line item 10 shall not be expended or encumbered until a mayor has submitted for council approval a code revision ordinance to fully implement ACART, the most current stormwater management manual and regulations and low impact development standards. The 2012 stormwater manual was adopted by council on January 19, 2017. LID standards presented to the Planning Commission on February 7, 2017. This section needs to be removed. Section 19. All expenditures to implement or construct the following capital projects shall be subject to final design approval and or contract approval by the City Council. The Capital Improvement Plan is not an adopted document. This section needs to be removed. This violates Black Diamond Municipal Code 2.90 Ordinance 14-1035. And these are just the list of the products that, or projects that you brought up, but they hasn't been adopted. The 2017 budget document on file with the clerk is hereby amended to include the changes listed in Exhibit C. The clerk is authorized to work with Finance Director to revise totals to reflect these changes. Refer to Exhibit C. This ordinance shall include 2017 salary schedule as shown in the attachment as Exhibit A. Exhibit A to the ordinance is not the salary schedule. Need to provide a new Exhibit D, that is the 2017 salary schedule. And we never did get a copy of that from you after we asked for it at the budget meeting. Section 22. This ordinance shall be in full force in effect 5 days after its passage and approval, introduced this first day of December 2016. This wasn't introduced on the first day of December. It was introduced on December 15th, not December 1st. So on to Exhibit C, which talks about where all of this money is supposed to go that you've listed in your other sections. Exhibit C needs to be eliminated. Items that council agreed to add or change will be included in the budget amendment ordinance. The clerk and finance director are authorized. The following amendments to the published budget on file with the city clerk are adopted. The clerk and finance director are authorized to incorporate these changes to the budget document. Change totals as required. Finance will prepare the necessary document once final decisions have been made. So on all of the previous sections, they all have to be voted on at an open public meeting, and a work session is not the venue for doing that. Page 7, change mayor to city attorney to dotted line and council to city attorney as dotted line, as a solid line. City attorney authority is defined by the attorney general. Page 7, change organizational chart to conform to section 14 of budget ordinance. Mayor has a responsibility in accomplishing council-approved budgets through organizing and directing staff, and section 14 was struck, so it needs to be removed. Page 14, add line item for city administrator at 9,420 expenditure for second half of the year. City administrator can be added to the budget, but would require use of ending fund balance and supermajority vote. We also need to consider long-term six-year impact, which would significantly decrease fund balance in the future with possible future violation of financial management policy resolution 08-560. See attached possible proposed ending fund balance changes. Page 12, change the line item 34 to delete and economic development. Titles can be changed, but the mayor still has a responsibility to organize and direct staff to accomplish city responsibility, so still my job to manage staff, and you can change their titles anything you want to, but that doesn't mean you remove my authority. Page 12, change line item 34, 2017 budget to allocate $97,420 to city administrator. MDART agreement, Exhibit N, Exhibit C, and signed 2017 work plan and budget do not include funding of city administrator by MDIRT. For the state auditor's office, revenues from MDIRT are not authorized to be appropriated in the 2017 budget revenues unless available. Funds for a city administrator would need to come from budgeted ending fund balance would require supermajority vote. Change planning wages and benefits to director of planning, development, environmental review, $110,000 wages, and $36,000 benefits to cover expenses for 9 months. Weber Exhibit A, line mark 37 for community development budget shows a total of $540,608. The mayor's budget shows $475,608, which equals an increase of $65,000. This increase would need to come from budgeted ending fund balance, which requires a supermajority vote. Page 37, planning consulting to update comprehensive plan at $50,000. The comprehensive plan is currently budgeted in the 310 capital budget. This amount can be moved to be added to the comp plan capital budget, so be moved into the capital budget and not in the general fund. It should be in the general fund. Add item for Landmarks and Arts Commission at $15,000. Landmarks and Arts Commission budget can be added to the general fund parks department, but will need to be funded from budgeted ending fund balance with a supermajority vote. Page 38, allocate $97,420 to city administrator from wages and benefits. These funds will come from the second half appropriation of the MDIRT and Economic Development Director. MDIRT budgets cannot be reduced without an agreement by the developer. Allocate $50,000 to planning consulting to update comprehensive plan. The additional $50,000 for the comprehensive plan can be moved to the capital project for the capital plan in the 310 fund. Should not come out of the general fund. Page 38, delete designated consultants and detail 2017 budget appropriations, leaving only a total of $388,000. Add note to text, determination of consultants' work scopes and contract levels subject to approval by the city council after consultation with the mayor, staff, and the developer in a manner that is consistent development agreement. The MDIRT consultant budget cannot be reduced without the agreement of the developer. Page 38, add $50,000 to the EIS CEPA legal. What is this item? We currently have no environmental impact statements in front of the council. This item needs to be removed. Page 29, add line item to legislative budget, contract for parliamentarian at $6,000. Funds for contract for a parliamentarian can be added to the council budget, but would need to come from the budgeted ending fund balance with a supermajority vote. Page 64, under Fund 320, delete item number 14 and move funds to line item 24, revise CIP to show these expenditures in 2018. Remove this item. This item violates state auditor's rules. Totally removing the expenditure budget for the Roberts Drive reconstruction project and adding that dollar amount to ending fund balance is not only impossible, grant fund revenue can only be received after work is budgeted and completed. It also violates the state auditor's bar section to 2.4.2.6.0 that states governments are not authorized to appropriate ad revenue for expenditures that are available. On page 68 under Fund 410, delete item number 8 and move funds to line item 60. Remove this item. This item violates state auditor's rules. Totally removing the expenditure budget for the North Commercial Storm Pond project and adding that dollar amount to ending fund balance is not only impossible. Grant fund revenue can only be received after work is budgeted and completed. It also violated the state auditor's bar section 2.4.2.6.0. Governments are not authorized to appropriate ad revenue for expenditures that are available.
Not available.
Did that two times. So then on page 11, there's a little chart of all the expenditures that would come out of the fund balance. And so there would be $283,420. And then if you add the contingency fund, it would increase that to $549,532. So my ending year fund balance was $1,011,291, and your fund balance would be $727,871, which would decrease our fund balance from 19.3% to 13.4%. And if we were to continue to fund any of these other things that you have that are coming out of fund balance year after year, we would end up being a deficit in our fund balance. And I think that Councilmember Morgan has talked about not reducing the fund balance, so I think that maybe you could rethink some of these things. We have a budget that is balanced, and we have an upcoming season of reviewing a budget, which will start in June. And it seems to me that these are a lot of negative things to come out of fund balance that we don't necessarily need and are not any kind of an emergency. So I would offer up that maybe you could think about approving my budget to the end of the year and using your amendments to the budget to work through the budget process in an open and public and meaningful way for this year, for next year. Right. If it takes out of the general fund and you put it into the fund, then so that's just $50,000. an EIS SEPA, which is not necessary because environmental impact statement, we don't have any that have been filed. And so we don't need that one. We don't need a SEPA for that. Right, if something came up, you can amend the budget. So I would like to maybe discuss this a little bit. We are scheduled for a public hearing at the next meeting on the 16th. And in order to meet rules of budget hearings, we have to have it by that date. Yeah, we've already advertised it. Approval of the budget?
What's that?
Or approval
yeah, similar,
of the budget?
Similar to what we had.
Yeah, didn't you have a schedule?
I didn't bring my calendar. If you know that you don't want to adopt my budget and we can't decide on the changes to your budget because you can't get a supermajority vote for the changes that you are recommending, the shutdown of the city would probably impact water and sewer because you can't have the chlorinization system working without somebody checking it every day, so we probably have to shut the water down, and I'm sure that public health department would require us to do that. We would have to shut down probably the sewer at some point because we won't have anybody monitoring that, and we had an issue today. We won't have a public works department, so there was a sewer that got broken today and back up into a brand new house. And if we don't have a public works department, we wouldn't be able to fix it. So we're in the process of fixing the pipe and getting that taken care of. But if we didn't have public works, we wouldn't be able to fix that. And we wouldn't be able to do street repairs. And we had somebody that dumped a load of dirt in the middle of 169. We wouldn't have anybody to clean that up. And cemetery, we wouldn't have a cemetery. Courts would have to close, and all the prisoners that we were monitoring now would be set free because we couldn't monitor them. Councilmember Pepper?
Is there a way we could prioritize these items, Councilmember Weber, at all? Tom Carey, some of these that might be possible to discuss that, some of these items. We can, the dollar.
Yeah, on page 11 is the summary of all the fund balance changes, and you would need a majority, super majority for four votes to pass them in the next meeting if you wanted to pass any of them.
The contingency is just being used, so it's not really reducing.
No.
So like I mentioned before, I did bring in this updated document. I can go over it real quick. I was trying to make it a little more clarifying for what the sections are.
Yeah.
A little confusing. Okay. So I'll just run through these real quick. There's not a whole lot of them. Well, there's a few. So this document that I brought tonight, it's called the Black Diamond Council Finance Committee Proposed 2017 Budget Description and Goals. So the background budget ordinance and the related budget document are both subject to amendment. Obviously, the council proposed changes to the budget ordinance are listed below as Section 1, and changes to the budget document are listed as Section 2. And so under Item 1, these changes, like we've noted, are proposed to the mayor's budget. They're substantive. And they also include a proposed substitute budget ordinance amendment. So Section 2, kind of the nuts and bolts of that was additions to the budget caused by negotiating with the unions must be approved by council. And Mayor Benson had comments on that as well that she just discussed. So number three, each department spending cannot be transferred to other departments without approval of the council.
I even brought the worksheet that shows last January's budget for all the departments and the last quarterly report we did, two side by side showing. We've never transferred a dime from anything. And last year, we don't.
That's right.
And so we don't need that.
Section 4, some line items in the budget cannot be transferred to other line items without approval of the council. See below for detail of those line items.
Councilmember, so, and the one that I have had, it says the line items shown in Exhibit B shall not be transferred or exceeded without approval of the city council. New version says some line items. What is in the budget cannot be transferred to other line items without approval of council. See below for a detail of those line items. So your section 4 in the very personal is a little bit more clarifying than your new section.
See what happens when I try to simplify. Yeah, that would be Exhibit B. Yeah, and we talked about the 100 and 200 before that those are done. Yeah. Rolly table.
Is that critical? Shows budget and September financial and shows every line, no dollars for
you. Thank you. Oh, this is what you were talking about the other night.
Yeah.
Or
we
previous
don't have the September is the last quarter that we did because we're not done.
Yeah,
correct.
Finished. So we don't do the quarter until after we're paying all the bills.
Correct. Okay, so, we, like I said, some
and
of these
we
kind of talked about.
The legal.
Yeah. One, I know there's some funds that you mentioned that have to be, they can't be transferred.
We can't transfer between funds, and we don't even transfer between departments.
In the
we
general
report.
Okay. So Section 5 was talking about creating the contingency fund that was set at $266,122, which was the max allowed by state law. And we talked already comments on that. Right, and I've got your comments, and I've got some notes. I just wanted to go through this so it didn't seem like it was like all new.
Yeah.
Number six was no increases without city council approval. That's kind of, we've talked about that. No transfer of funds from employees to contractors without city approval in 6 and 7.
That's a little different.
And that one's, that's kind of a long one, so
that's
I definitely
want to
read
example.
Through that. Yeah. Basically what that is Section 8 was the, talked about the ending fund balance. It says don't reduce budgeted ending fund balances to spend anywhere else without approval of City Council, which is.
And that's RCW 35A33.120. It says you can't do it unless you have super majority vote. There's no way we can do it.
Right.
I mean.
And that's what you're talking about. I got that.
And so it really does need to be in here. The law says that.
Section 9, not spending revenue, don't spend revenue that exceeds predictions without approval of the City Council. I think that one's kind of self-explanatory.
We can't. You know, to have more expenditures, we have to come back to spend. The revenues have to stay there. We can't spend revenue. We can only spend expenditures.
Section 10 is directing the city clerk to submit quarterly financial reports to the council.
They're posted.
They're posted online.
We
so
have
we
always
will have informed you where they're
posted. Yeah,
we've
an
always,
email. On
it's also in our financial policy by resolution if we have to do this. So this is unnecessary.
Section 11. Was all money that is used in the budget for contracts must have approval of those contracts by the City Council. That's basically, you know, committee council.
The mayor has authority to do something here by ordinance.
Section 12 talks about the second half of the budget for the finance department is being held back until the mayor has provided documentation of the council and the council has verified that all legal requirements for the payment of vouchers are met. That's one that you talked about.
And it does violate.
Is that possible union contract?
That's half of it.
Okay, 13, all money that is used in this budget for contracts with attorneys or for legal services must have approval of those contracts by the City Council. Section 14 talks about the second half of the budget for the community development department being held back until the mayor and council have appointed a new city officer in charge of planning development, the MPD, and the State Environmental Policy Act, or SEPA. The money to pay for this position will come from existing money in the community development department's existing budget for vacant positions.
So
once you annotate it. city will hire city administrator for the second half of the year using money from the MDRT if this is determined legally defensible by an attorney who has a contract that is approved by the city council.
And next year, I would imagine, if that's only 6 months, that $97,000, that it would double, and probably you have to have some supplies and training and whatever, so it definitely would significantly affect fund balance more.
Well, 16 was about the money that was held back to have support for a policy. Excuse me, mayor and council agreeing to a policy about how staff is going to begin to support work of the city council and committees. And you said that was struck. 16. Number 17 talks about money that's held back from the MDRT until the mayor has provided documentation that the required annual review items A through H have been accomplished in accordance with the development agreement, and the holdback was to be
I would like to see some way that the annual review can come to the council so that the council knows what's happening.
I guess to add on to that, I know myself, and I mean, this is well before I came on the council and people I've talked to in the past. I think, you know, the intent of this is not to encumber the MDRT or the developer. I think it's people around town that would like to know more what's going on. You know, get kind of an overview, possibly from the developer on what that review involves.
So, Councilmember Deedy, so the developer did come before the council at the very beginning of the year and asked to do presentations quarterly, I believe, and the council majority shot them down and said no, that if they wanted to do that, I think it was that they have to go to one of your committees, where you didn't want them to speak at the full council to have the citizens hear that on audio, or to be present for that presentation, that they were willing to do quarterly. So maybe you might want to rethink that.
I think the Councilmember Weber, I think the going back that far, the first meeting that we had in January, first or second, I think the thing behind that was, you know, it was fell back to, you know, having them get onto the agenda with the placements and stuff. But I agree, you know, this is a new year and things can change. So, I mean, I wouldn't be objecting to them coming and doing a quarterly review or presentation or whatever it is that they
want. Well, it certainly would be helpful for the citizens to be able to know where we're at on the development projects are being developed and what streets have been paved and
yeah, I agree.
What section is going to be built first.
Okay, Section 18 talked about it. We do have the stormwater manual that was adopted a couple weeks ago, and you also mentioned that the LID update is presently with the Planning Commission.
That's correct.
Is there any, do we have an idea on a timeline that might be coming?
I believe there's one more public hearing in front of the Planning Commission, and they will be making, is that correct? No? Okay, then it's just going to be a recommendation from the Planning Commission to the City Council, and that document is available, right? Is it online?
Yeah. No, it should be in the packet for the Planning Commission.
Yep. So basically, we have fulfilled all these requirements. The LID is out there waiting for approval by council, and the stormwater manual has already been approved, so this would probably is not necessary.
So do you have a date? Did you mention a date that you thought it might be coming to council? Okay.
And then so it will be the following month.
Now, with the timing of that, is that still an issue with, I know, it was my understanding that there was a letter sent to DOE that the city was going to be 3 months behind on part of that. So
no,
that
was only the stormwater manual. Once you adopted the stormwater manual, that doesn't exist anymore. We don't have a timeline for low-impact developments changing our code, but we have applied low-impact development for years. But we have to just change our code to match the stormwater manual. And so that's what we're doing.
So no timeline on the LID implementation? I was just saying.
So it could be in 2 months, or it could be in 6 months. 2 months would be the earliest. Well, actually, it could be less, because the second meeting in March, they could approve it if it was presented to the council from the Planning Commission.
So, not to beat a dead horse, but the Planning Commission meets the second Tuesday?
No, they meet the Tuesday after the first meeting of the council. So okay. We had our first meeting last week, so they met this Tuesday.
Okay, I guess where I'm going with that, since their next meeting is not until...
After our first meeting, but it's before our second meeting, so we could adopt it at our...
But
yeah.
Well, and I thought that, did you say, Andy, that there was a public, that the council was also going to have a public hearing?
Yes.
But, right.
Yes. But yeah. We can have a public hearing the same day we implement the LID.
Yeah, that's where I was going with that. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Talk
contracts come before council, but not final design, because final design doesn't have anything to do, and it violates Black Diamond Municipal Code 2.90 and Ordinance 14-1035. So you don't have any say in the design of the project. So, but 19 is, you know, needs to be removed until you adopt a capital improvement project plan. Yeah, we have no idea what you're doing with this, but it doesn't make any sense.
Like
3 times. This was previously Exhibit C.
Right. And so we talked about funding the city administrator for the second half of the year by transferring 6 months of wages and benefits from the economic development director. Now, I do want to add that as part of this description, there's a little caveat asterisk in here. Changes are conditional on developer approval or an analysis by a city attorney with a contract that is approved by the city council that the changes are legally defensible. And the other one is the change would be conditioned on the ability to preserve TIP funding. So there's a couple of these that have single and double asterisks.
Because the economic development director is funded 100% by MDIRT. You cannot change that. You cannot change anything that has to do with MDIRT. So it would have to come from fund balance, which you would need a super move for.
Put in the budget based on the document based on the
the funds.
Yeah.
I believe that's the one you guys were talking about.
Yes.
That you can call it whatever you want.
Right.
But it's still
yeah,
a position.
And we can have a
and things that will reduce fund balance long term.
Right. And so number three is one of those asterisk items that talked about transferring $50,000 from the MDRT to the Community Development Department to pay for finishing up the comprehensive plan. And then you've got comments for that.
So you can't really transfer money from MDRT. We do have some money in the budget left over for the comprehensive plan.
In the capital, we do have three. We probably.
Okay, and you guys already talked, or we discussed the transfer of the $50,000 from the MDRT consultant to the MDRT legal / SEPA services.
But that was an EIS SEPA, and we don't have any environmental impact statements out there that need SEPA review. Somebody would have to submit one on a project. We don't have that. But all of the environmental impact statements have been already approved for the master plan development, and I don't know that we have any other projects out there requiring environmental impact statements. So we have none, so that's unnecessary.
And if one came up, we
have for a budget change.
Okay. Right. Number five was creating a landmark in our commission that would identify potential landmarks, promote local art organizations. And 15,000 of that, moving into number six, using 15,000 of the ending fund balance to fund that work. So five and six are tied. And I guess also the $6,000 for hiring a professional parliamentarian that could attend and support city council meetings. What's that? Yeah. Number eight, within the master plan development review team's budget, remove specific designations for specific contractors. This is intended to allow for competitive bidding. And
we don't do competitive bidding. It's qualifications, requests for qualifications.
So where that's referencing is talking about on page 38 of the budget document. Under MDRT consultants, it lists out consultants.
can do that. But you can't allow for competitive bidding because we don't do its request for qualification. There is no bidding.
We'll scratch the competitive part.
We can just agree to
because that way, you know, you're not,
yes,
you don't have specific.
I agree.
I mean, just reading the budget, it seems kind of weird. This is one of those TIB funding issues. Talked about moving funds to the Roberts Drive Rock Creek Bridge project to 2018 to allow for a thorough review and consideration of a new bridge instead of a retrofit on the 100-year-old bridge.
Well, I must say that we already had the bridge evaluated. And we got funds based on that evaluation because that's $1.2 million or even more than that, the whole project. Okay, so there's $1.4 million in grants that we have received to work on the bridge, and you don't get the grants until you have the plan. So there is no way we can go back and restudy or reconsider replacing the bridge instead of retrofitting. So we would lose the grant funding if we didn't do what we said that we were going to do. That's how we get the grant funding, is by applying for what the consultant told us that this bridge would be good to have it retrofitted. We've already spent a good portion of that, and we've certainly spent the money for the study.
I'm sorry I'm late, A, and B, I was at the Raya 9, and we were discussing exactly these sorts of issues at the Raya 9, and one of the things that came up there was that we have to expect before 2050 at least 22% more water, surface water, in the streams and rivers and all the channels. They were talking about when one goes about doing projects on culverts and bridges, and that not only is it expected to be the 22% more water, but that more water will be coming at a time more concentrated. The storms are going to be, instead of 100-year storms, the 100-year storms by 2025 are expected to be happening every other year. And that needs to be included in when one should smartly be included, because otherwise the bridges will be like underwater. So. Exactly, and I think I forgot to say this part because this was the meeting last week. The meeting last week was with flood control, and the state of Washington has gotten $60 million to replace old bridges in the state that are under 20 feet in length. The copay for the standard copay is 13.5% of the cost of replacing those bridges. And the point of doing that was to make the bridges so that they could not only handle the more water that we're expecting, but also be earthquake safe. And the time to apply for that, those grants, is going to be in April, and they won't be granted. The money won't be granted until 2018.
I think one thing I need to point out, though, our bridge is not on the list. So you don't get money if your bridge isn't on the list. We are not on the list of an endangered bridge, are we? Nope. So we wouldn't get the money. We wouldn't be eligible. You have to be on the endangered bridge list. I've read that, too. Yeah.
And I could point out that
let's see, number 10, on, on this last page here. I got that. Okay. So number 10 was talking about changing the organizational chart to show Director of Planning, Development, and Environmental Review. And I think the response on that.
We can do whatever you want.
Item was the change in the org chart to show the city attorney, or that the city council is the contracting authority for the city attorney.
So I think we had a ruling last Friday that the mayor can hire the city attorney, and that the city attorney that I hired for the lawsuit was confirmed by the courts, and there would be no interference from the council on how I contracted with that attorney. So that's been confirmed in the courts, and I know that's always been your thing, Councilmember Morgan, but it's been confirmed in the courts that I can hire the attorney.
Rundown, Erica. The mayor went over the document, the red line document that she handed out. Brought up some points in there, and then we moved into talking about the document she had in front of you. It's really similar to the one I've had in the past. Just tried to make a little clarification. Had some discussion on that. So that's kind of where we're at. We talked about the lid code update, or the lid codes are at the Planning Commission. Mm-hmm. And that's supposed to be, recommendations supposed to be coming before the council. And the council will look at that. I think that's kind of the rundown.
Statement that this document is not really ready for a public hearing. You would have to make vote on all of these items that we discussed tonight at the next meeting, and then discuss what we're going to do going forward to the public hearing. And we might have to go through this document again next week before we have the public hearing. We might have to move the public hearing meeting so that we can go through this document and figure out what you will or won't vote on, or can or can't vote on. And I also put forward that you could adopt my budget until the end of the year, and then during our budget process this year, we could go through all of these items and figure out how to make them work and put them into the budget. You're just going to have to decide how you want to do that, but we have to have a document at the public hearing that people can look at. Pardon me, what?
That was per the
the
bar
manual.
Yeah, the bar manual, yeah.
They've changed. Yeah,
Councilmember Pepper. Could you speak up, please? That's correct. Yes. Do you know anybody that wants to apply for a job here in Black Diamond? I don't. We haven't had anybody qualified. That job has been open since October. Nobody has applied that is qualified.
May, just to clarify, that closed on Tuesday. That already has been advertised. That position has already been advertised, and it closed on Tuesday.
Okay.
So they already have all the applicants.
Okay. The summer utility workers, and I don't know if they're bringing back the same person or different, but we don't hire them. And that's it. This is a copy out of last year's budget document on the left that shows every department what we budgeted for every single expenditure. And it wasn't really departments. It's like we put gym in there separately because it's kind of a function, and we wanted to measure how much it was costing because it was new. So it's a reporting tool. And then the reports, the January financial report, and the March and the September, if you look at the expenditure lines, the budgets are identically the same. We don't move budgets. We do not move money around. We just don't do that. I do financial reporting. And we don't go in there and move money around. And those are online. You can go back to the document and check. That's the page right out of the budget document. If you open your document, you'll see it. And the budgets are identical. Try to
like I pointed out last meeting, you know, probably before we had finance committees, and we would bring those to the finance committee meetings, and we'd go over them clearly in a lot of detail. So I think that's the part that's missing. And so then we haven't had the dialogue. In a different, you know, the mayor has offered to, you know, if we could have an earlier finance committee meeting where staff's more available, but that would really help because that way we could be there and bring it to you. We move both rooms, both rooms, line by line. We do that. I didn't bring screen one and sewer, but we do the same for those. We don't move their money around either. Yeah, and we don't, and they're posted online under finance, and then you'll see financial reports. Our policy states we do quarterly reports. We do quarterly reports. I know the concern was that we were moving our money around, but we can't move it from fund to fund. It's illegal, the auditor.
Next step. Do you have a next step? Councilmember Weber?
So would you want to schedule through the mayor sometime to do a work study next week or week after? I mean, what kind of timeline are you looking at? So what I would say is that you have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then if we held a work study on Tuesday or Wednesday or even before the council meeting on Thursday, this should be top priority. This should supersede everything that you're doing this weekend and going through that, you know.
On Thursday before the meeting. At 6, so that you would have a chance to talk about what you want to do with these items, so that you would have a chance, we could move the public hearing to the end of the meeting so that you could vote on whatever items you want to vote on or decide between you if you want to vote on my budget till the end of the year and make another compromise and then use these budget amendments
for adding to the budget next year for 2018. And that way we could have all of this information to incorporate into the budget before we, instead of like at the end of the year, we would have the whole 6 months to work on incorporating these things into a budget.
Morgan here. I'm thinking, Brian, that we need to have, before we get there, I think we need to have a budget committee meeting, you and I. I'm not either. On Monday? Well, since we're just having this little back and forth and there isn't anything coming out of it that's real, right this sec.
So, Erica asked if they could do a budget meeting on Monday. Brian Weber said no, he's out of town. So now they're just figuring out what the next day is. How long are you out of town for? Okay, so that helps clear up Erica's question. We need to have a budget meeting. So Thursday morning, you guys have a budget meeting. Wednesday night, you have a budget meeting. I mean, you got to put this in priority. You got to say you got to understand we have a public hearing on Thursday on this budget. So somehow you got to get this going. You know, so you guys got to say Wednesday's our only day. Brian, I'm back. You say I'm back at 5 o'clock Wednesday. Let's hold it at 7 o'clock at the bakery.
Or how about Saturday when you're at the library?
So why not? There's got to be, Erica knows this document inside out, correct? She's been working the whole time with you on this. So why don't you sit down with Erica on one of these nights and go through this and understand what the mayor has given? Perfect. Then you can help Erica at one of her meetings and you guys can work on it. And then we can schedule a work study of the full council on Wednesday night or Thursday before the council meeting.
Yeah, that is exactly what it looks like.
Councilmember Deedy, I just want to be able to sit down at a work study and go through this. You three have put this city in jeopardy of not even conducting business. Because you're out of town, Brian, no business can get done. Correct? No, I'm talking. So no business can get done until Brian Weber gets back into town. And you're saying, I'm sorry, Wednesday night's not good for me, and Thursday night's not good for me, Erica, to hold your meeting before we have a work study. So why don't you just say this is an important document, and let's just skip the work study because I can't make it, and let's hold a committee meeting. And so let's hold a work study so that we can all sit around just like we're doing now and go through what you have looked up on your time that you have reserved during your travels. And Erica has done her research, and Pat Pepper has said she's already understood it, so that when we come back, Wednesday or Thursday before the council meeting, we have a work study, we're all on the same page and we know where we're going. I mean, obviously, if Wednesday at the work study, you guys are still standing tough on what you want, and no budging, then that night, at least the public will know that the public hearing is worthless.
Morgan here. What I heard the mayor say, more or less when I first came into the room, was that this budget document, that's the Weber budget document, I assume is what she means, is not ready for a public hearing anyway. And so we are, and now we're trying to box this into a public meeting next week. I'm afraid I don't understand.
You weren't here when I originally talked about, in order to meet the timeline of when we do a public hearing for a budget, we have to have it next week. We have to. We already advertised it. I told you that several weeks ago that we were going to advertise it for the 16th. This is within the requirements of adopting a budget. We have to have a public hearing. And if you're not ready for it, I suggested that you could adopt my budget till the end of the year, and then during our budget process this year for 2018, you could incorporate these things into our new budget.
Councilmember Deedy, I think that's a great idea. We don't need Brian Weber. We have all of his information. You know, we have everything. So we can hold a public meeting without Brian in attendance. So I think that's a great idea. I think that whether it's Monday night or Tuesday night, and Erica and Pat, you're there and you're prepared to say, we're not going to do this, we're not going to listen to the fact that we need a supermajority, we're doing this. I mean, whatever it is, at least then it would give the mayor a chance to come back with her answers, just like you're going to do tonight, and come back on Thursday's work study, and we could hash it out there, and then move forward into the Thursday council.
Hey, Mayor. Andy brought up a good point, which we've done before in the past.
Thank you.
also will be needing to look at my calendar.
Councilmember Deedy, so Tuesday I am not available. So Monday and Wednesday I am available.
So we have a match on Monday.
So what's that? And that, so would it be at 5:00?
Doesn't it become a rolling meeting if we talk about the same things to each other until we get three going around and around?
Right. So, Councilmember D, so. So Councilmember Deedy, so we have a work study going on right now. We've all discussed the same stuff. So if you two went and you discussed the same thing that's on here and you did your research and you say yay or nay, that's not in violation. What's in violation is Erica Morgan or Pat Pepper, you call up Brian Weber and you say, hey, Brian, Erica just said this and I think this is a great idea. What do you think? That's a violation. As long as you stay out of Brian Weber and you don't call me, and you don't call Janie Edelman with what you two have discussed and where either one of you are in the in favor of, you're good.
This is Morgan here, and I can tell you that in this town, violations of the Open Public Meeting Act that I learned in this town are different from the ones that I learned from the auditor's office when I went down to that three-hour conference down there.
So let's just have a work study on Thursday before the council meeting and maybe start it at 5. That would give us a little bit more than 45 minutes or 50 minutes. That would give us a little more time to discuss all the issues instead of trying to cram it all in within a 45-50 minute period. Thank you.
those in favor? Meeting adjourned.